Hello students, today we are going to see the Python basics. Under that we will cover character set, tokens. Under tokens we will cover identifiers and keywords. So Python character sets. So character set is a set of valid characters that can be used in a language. So Python supports Unicode encoding standards. So whatever the characters are available in the Unicode scheme, all those characters are supported by Python also. So Python has the following character sets. Letters, you can make use of capital A to Z and small a to Z. Digits 0 to 9. Special symbol, that is space, plus, minus, multiplication, forward slash, double asterisk, backslash, pair of parentheses, square bracket, curly brackets, and so on. White spaces, the Python supports blank space, tabs, carries return, new line, form fit. So these are the characters. When you press, it will not show up any characters on the screen. That's why it is called the white spaces. These are also supported by Python. Other characters. So Python supports all the characters which are supported by ASCII and Unicode encoding schemes. Tokens. The smallest individual entity which is used in any language to construct statements or expressions, it is known as tokens. It can be any language. It can be your communication language like English, Hindi, or it can be any programming language. For example, the English language, if you want to write a sentence, you make use of the alphabets capital A to Z, small a to Z, digits 0 to 9, and some special symbols like quotation, double quotation, single quotations, comma, semicolon. So that are the tokens of the English language. Similarly, Python is also having the tokens which is used to construct the statements or expressions in Python. So Python supports following five types of tokens: keywords, identifiers, literals, operators, and punctuators. So first, keywords. So keywords are the reserved words that have a special meaning to the language compiler or interpreter. It means when you use that keywords in a program, the compiler or the interpreter knows what task needs to be performed. So these are reserved for special purpose and it should not be used as identifier names. So Python supports the following keywords like false, none, class, return, as, assert, break, true, non-local, finally, del, if, global, elif, and so on. See here example, I use the two keywords print. It is printing the welcome. Another keyword I use input. Enter the fees amount. Like that I used. Next token is the identifiers. So identifiers are the building blocks of a program. They are the names given to different components of the programs like variables, objects, classes, functions, list, tuple, dictionaries, string, etc. These are user defined names. You have to decide what names you want to give to these objects, but you have to follow certain identifying naming rules. That are, the first character must be a letter or an underscore. Identifier names are case sensitive. Means if you are writing an identifier name in capital case and same identifier name you are writing in small case, both are different, both are not same. Digits can be the part of the identifier name except the first character. It means you cannot make use of the digit as the first character of an identifier name. It can be anywhere else in the identifier name except the first character. Keywords cannot be used as the identifier names. An identifier cannot contain any special character except the underscore symbol. No special character is allowed. Dollar, hash, space, nothing is allowed. And space is not allowed in between the identifier name. See the valid identifiers: my name, DOB, fees 10, my name in capital case, underscore amount, underscore check, age underscore 12, data, file W, new file. So you can see the underscore amount. It is starting with the underscore symbol. Generally, the inbuilt variables, they start with the underscore. So you can also name the variables which is starting with the underscore. Invalid identifiers. See here, my dash name. This is invalid. Why? Because this dash in between, this will be considered as a minus operator. So it is invalid. Data dash rake, that is also invalid because dash is not allowed. 10 fees, because it is starting with a digit, that's why it is not allowed. Continue, it is a keyword, that's why it is not allowed. Fees, then space, amount, space is not allowed in between, that's why it is invalid. 9 check, it is starting with a digit, that's why it is invalid. 12 underscore age, again it's starting with a digit, so that's why it is invalid. My dollar data, so dollar is the special symbol which are using in the identifier name, that is not allowed except the underscore. Hash file w, it is starting with a hash, a special symbol, again it is not allowed. New percent file, so percent is a special symbol, that again it is not allowed. See the example here. I am creating the identifier MRP, that is a variable, in that I am storing the 5000. Then one more identifier I am using in the expression discount equal to MRP multiplied by 0.10, means I am calculating the 10% of MRP and storing that value in the discount identifier. And then I am printing amount equal to, as it is on the screen, and in front of that I am going to print the result of MRP minus discount. So that's it. Thank you.